Welcome to Style Soul Podcast, where creative style meets fashion, decor, and well-being. This is your host, Barbara Culkin. Join me at www.barbaraculkin.com, the place to style yourself and your space to success. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the 68th episode of Style Soul Podcast. Today's episode is all about attracting more prosperous opportunities, wealth, and abundance your way. Sounds great, right? Who wouldn't want more of that? So you want to amplify this area if you want to attract prosperity into your life. And, you know, prosperity means different things for different people. Abundance and wealth mean different things for different people. So I'm focusing on different life areas by styling with intention, and we're styling with intention for wealth this week. So styling with intention is about decorating, dressing, and living with intention so you can attract what you want into your life. And we're focusing on mindfully decorating with purpose and styling your wardrobe to get a result to attract what you want into your life. And since we're focusing on money, prosperity, wealth, we want to attract more of that to you. So we want to surround ourselves with that. So let's get started by locating this area of your space. So when you walk in through your front door, the wealth area is the far left-hand corner of your space. So when you walk into your home, you're standing at the front door, it's the far left-hand corner of your space. Okay? And I want you to take a look and see what's there. What do you have there? Okay, now if you have any broken items, a lot of clutter, garbage, you want to get all of that stuff out of there because you want to put items in that area that remind you of wealth, things that make you feel rich and prosperous, okay? So if you have all kinds of broken doodads and little tchotchkes and a lot of clutter there and things that aren't reminding you of wealth, those are the things to get it on out, okay? Get that stuff out of there. Because before we put any enhancements into place, we want to make sure the area is thoroughly clean, okay? Clean this area really good. No dust, no crumbs. If this happens to be your kitchen area, make sure that it's very, very clean, okay? Especially no broken items, no leaking sinks, no leaking pipes. You want none of that there because you know what that symbolizes? Wealth leaking out of your life. And we don't want that. We want to keep it in, okay? So the power colors for this area. Power colors are green, purple, and gold, okay? And you want to enhance the areas with these colors. And number 8 is the power number for this wealth sector area of your home. Okay, so a few things that we can do to enhance and uplift the energy in the space. I'm going to give you a few tips that you could put into place ASAP to start getting this wealthy abundance energy flowing into your life. Okay, so here's some ideas. And again, I want you to get creative and think to yourself what reminds you of being prosperous. Okay, so start thinking about it as I'm giving you these tips. One of the things that you could put in this area is you can place a money tree or bamboo plant in this area. A money tree is very symbolic of wealth. And if you'd like, you can even put a few of the Chinese coins into the money tree. Or you can put a few regular coins in there as well. Okay? Next, take a few pieces of purple amethyst crystals and place it in this area. Purple amethyst is the crystal to attract wealth into your life. So you really want to get a chunk of amethyst and place it in this area. You can put it on your windowsill. You can put it in the corner, wherever you have space, on a shelf. Just make sure to have it prominently in an area so that you could see it, because the energy that gets off of the crystal is very powerful. So to have that in your space is truly like having a magnet. So you want to have that crystal very prominent in this area. A great thing that you can do is put a money jar in this area, and you could throw in all your loose change at the end of the day. Okay, and then at the end of the month, you can cash it and put it into your wealth fund, and you can add to it monthly. This way you are focusing on wealth and attracting wealth at the same time. In purple pen on a purple piece of paper, write down your desire. What do you want to manifest in your life? Make it a focus. If it's an amount of money that you want to manifest, then put it visually. Okay? You know, again, if you have people coming over, you don't want it visually, you can put it behind a piece of furniture, under a shelf. As long as the color is there, it will enhance the energy in that particular area. Okay? But I always like to keep certain decor and certain affirmations visual so I can see it all the time. So when you have that focus, or you want to make a certain amount of money, or you want to manifest a certain amount of money, to have it visually prominent is actually extremely powerful and potent to do. Or you can also keep a copy of this in your wallet. Purple piece of paper and purple pen or marker, write that amount down as well, so you're carrying it with you and you have it on you, okay? You can also attract prosperous opportunities by wearing green or purple. Purple is associated with royalty. It's the color of wealth. So you want to add purple clothes to your wardrobe. You know, it's really funny because in the past when I was younger, I never really was a big fan of purple. And I know there was a time when I'm in this mode of really attracting prosperous opportunities and wealth, I just started decorating a lot in purple. And I added a lot of purple items to my wardrobe. And I have to say, I really love purple now. I have a lot of purple clothes. I have a lot of purple decor. And I have to say, it really does make me feel prosperous. I just feel rich when I have it on. And it's really cool because a lot of cool occurrences seem to happen when I wear purple. I'll get unexpected gifts of money, or a really cool opportunity comes my way, or I just seem to find a lot of loose change. So purple really is an attracting color. So is green. Green is equally as powerful, but purple just has that wealth royalty factor to it that you just feel. I just feel extremely prosperous when you wear it, and it just makes you feel very like you're attracting it to you. A type of feeling comes over you when you wear a deep purple color that you just exude the wealth vibes. And also you can enhance this even further by wearing gold jewelry too. You become a walking attractant when you put in place power accessories. You know, for men, gold cufflinks, a gold watch. Ladies, a gold bracelet, gold necklace, a gold locket. You can inside put a picture of your intention, what you want to manifest. You know, purple accessories, amethyst jewelry is extremely powerful as well. Okay, and also a step further, what I suggest is in your wealth sector of your home, put a picture of something that you really, really want to manifest in your life, whether it's your dream home or your dream car or something that you really are dreaming big on. And I don't want you to censor yourself. Don't think to yourself, well, I don't know if that's really possible. That's not really in my budget. Let all those thoughts go out the window. I want you to do an exercise right now. Think to yourself, if money was no object, if you really, really wanted something in your life, what would that be? And I want you to get a picture of it, okay? And when you have a picture of it, put it, you know, in a magnetic frame. If it happens to be a refrigerator in my home, it happens to be our refrigerator. So what I did is I got a magnetic frame. I put a piece of purple construction paper behind the picture, and I put it on my refrigerator. Okay? It could be a dream vacation. Whatever it is that you want to manifest, I want you to put a picture of it in this area. Okay? And again, it just looks like simple decor, and you will see it every time you look at it. I want you to have this one very visual. So every time you walk past it, you see it. Every time you walk past it, you feel the vibration as if you're living in that home, driving that car, on that vacation. Okay? Surround yourself with it. Next step, feel it. Feel it in your being. Okay? Repeat to yourself over and over again a mantra. And I want you to create a wealth mantra for yourself. One of my favorites is, I am financially free. So you can use that one, or you could say, I am a money magnet. I am financially free. My heart's desire is in my life right now. Money is flowing to me from every direction. I love that one as well. And as you say it, just really feel that in your being and repeat it to yourself. Do this little mini meditation with me right now. I would like you to close your eyes. Breathe in and out, in and out, in and out. And I'd love for you to just outstretch your arms, raise your head, and repeat to yourself, money is flowing to me from every direction, north, south, east, and west. And in your heart, picture a magnet and feel this magnet getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And then I want you to picture an avalanche of money coming from each direction, north, south, east, and west. And just coming to you and sticking to you like a magnet. From every direction, flowing to you, on your feet, on your head, on your arms, covered. It's just, you're attracting it from every direction. And say, I am truly a money magnet. I love money and money loves me. I am prosperous, healthy, wealthy, and abundant. I hope those tips helped you today. I want you to feel great, feel prosperous, feel loved. Okay? Feel fabulous, look stylish, live beautifully. Until next time. If you enjoyed this episode of Style Soul Podcast, like it and share it with your friends. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode and share your comments at www.barbaraculkin.com and get the Style Scoop by signing up. Feel fabulous, look stylish, and live beautifully. Thanks for listening, and talk to you next time on Style Soul Podcast.